Glory to you, God, whose power working in us right now is doing infinitely more than we can ask or even imagine. Amen. I learned how to water ski on the Colorado River when I was in my 30s. It lasted only a few summers, but it was absolutely an amazing, awesome experience. To ski over a boat wake and fan the water behind you is like being pulled across a surging ripple of watery energy. I felt alive. I could not thank God enough for such a sense of oneness with God and nature. But after the prime glassy water of early morning disappeared with the warmth of a new day, choppy water made skiing not so fun. The group of friends I was with would then spend some time cruising around the inlets along the river, enjoying the beauty, the contrast of the blue-gray water against dry, bleached beaches. If John the Baptist were alive today, I could see John choosing one of those long, lazy banks on the west side of the Colorado River to set up his preaching scene. I could picture John being a voice in that beautiful wilderness, proclaiming his message to make straight a way for the Lord. After all, the Colorado River is close to Las Vegas and Bullhead City. I could see John attempting to lure gamblers and bring them to the light of Christ, brighter and more intense than any glitzy sign on the Las Vegas Strip. And I think John the Baptist would not just settle into a preaching mission on the Colorado River. I think John would look at what's on the news and begin to gasp how large his task would be. I think his heart would be stirred to reach beyond the river because he had the heart of a spiritual pilgrim. Why did John become so passionate about God? Why did John the Baptist get into preaching about a change, preparing a way for Christ? I think being a spiritual pilgrim is a part of his call and ours. Remember, John could have gotten into the church business. His dad, after all, was a temple priest. But John did not go off to a seminary. Instead, he made his way out into the world, trying to discern what was his to do with God. Into the wilderness he went and prayed and preached. John became a spiritual pilgrim, a spiritual tourist, seeking out people who were hungering for something more than fear and frustration with life. We too have a spiritual pilgrim gene in our DNA. We too have a part of us that are like spiritual tourists. And Advent can be an incredible tourist trap. There are all kinds of sights and sounds in Advent trying to get our attention. It's happening now through the words and songs of today, through the beauty and silence of the today services on Tuesday nights, the sights and smells, people and messages in this time before Christmas. John's key message was to pay attention. Yes, pay attention to God. Pay attention and allow your heart to change. During these lessons and music today, there are probably words or phrases that have caught your heart. That's the Holy Spirit working in you, personally snagging you to take heart and pay attention. That tune that gave your heart comfort is meant for you. Like any tourist on the road, you have to notice where you are to get to where you are going. Are you aware of where you are on your spiritual journey? What messages catch your attention? My attention and heart were caught very dramatically 2 years ago. I was a pilgrim to the Holy Land. One day, we had to get up really early, drive several hours, and make our way down to the Jordan River. There were trees and sandy shores. I walked into the water of the Jordan River, where John the Baptist had preached. I stood in the water, flowing water, where John had stood, where he had announced the coming of a new way of life, the coming of the Lord. I tried to feel the presence of John as I stood in the Jordan River. I tried to imagine the man and his message. What did he look like? What did he sound like? And then I realized I was hearing a message in my own heart. The same message he had heard that compelled him to give his life to God. I heard that message anew. God is with you. And I walked out of the water, renewed, to be faithful to my spiritual path as he was to his. That message is being replayed again and again. Listen, can you not hear it? It's in your heart. It's in the lessons, the music, the gospel of today, the message of Advent, the promise of the Incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us. God is with you. Amen.